Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning I want to read from Psalm 119, the longest psalm of the Psalms, but I'm just going to read a few verses from that, beginning in verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. The unfolding of your words gives light. It imparts understanding to the simple. But you are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are true. A couple of months ago, Linda and I traveled to Washington, D.C. with longtime friends from our high school days who now live in San Antonio, Texas. Actually, they were the best man and maid of honor in our wedding over 50 years ago, and a year later, we stood in those same roles for them. We've remained close through the years and are today very close. We visited the Museum of the Bible the first day we were there after we got in the night before. And then the next day after that, we visited the African American Museum, and then the Holocaust Museum that afternoon. It was a long day and a tough day that second day. And it was during that last visit, that second day, revisiting the horrors of the evil of the Holocaust, that I was reminded of someone named Corrie Ten Boom. We're here today having just finished the first quarter of this year together. And we continue to step out into today, into tomorrow, and every day of this gift of 2018 God has given us. And doing so, not knowing what we will face. And as we do, I want to share something, which I want us to hold on to as we continue our journey in this year together. Since we never know what tomorrow will bring, listen to this. Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. There it is, a mission statement for us in just 12 words. Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. 12 words to think about and embrace for the day as the sun shines on all the unknowns unfolding before us today and tomorrow and every day. Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. They were the 12 words from a lady by the name of Corrie Ten Boom, who saw her father die at the hands of the Nazis after their family was arrested for harboring and helping Dutch Jews to escape to freedom from the Nazi final solution, as they called it, the Holocaust. Corrie Ten Boom, who later wrote a powerful book, The Hiding Place, about her family's efforts to save Jews from the Nazi death camps. And in it, she tells a story later made into a movie of the same name, of how the Ten Boom family secreted the Jews away from the Nazis and kept them in a secret hiding place. The title also refers to one of the scriptures that we read a moment ago in Psalm 119. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. And that promise and those words gave her confidence and courage to go on in the face of doubt and uncertainty and horrendous cruelty, and provided her with comfort, peace, and direction in the midst of her unspeakable circumstances, where nations and churches and their leaders often turn their heads to the evil going on around them and even at times assisted it to occur. Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. 12 words from a woman who watched as her sister Betsy died an agonizing death, running out of breath in the horrible confines of Ravensbrück death camp just months before those who were imprisoned there were liberated by Allied forces in the defeat of Nazi Germany in World War II. Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. Words which should offer each of us hope, even in the loss of a loved one, or the reoccurrence of an illness we thought was cured, or a relationship which has died, or in the loss of a job. Words which should lift us in the difficulties we face in our career, maybe just waiting for the birth of a child, as friends of mine are doing, healthy, it's all they want, or remaining hopeful in the face of disappointment in our lives, or as one of our children struggles to find their way. 12 words that provide the hope that no matter what we face, or what we're going through, no matter how cloudy the unknown future seems to appear, our known God is already there. Hope that changes our perspective from what things are in the world around us to what they can be and will be with our known God leading the way. The same known God who created the heavens and the earth, as recorded in Genesis, and who has proven time and time again in our lives that he was always there when things looked the darkest for us, always there to guide us into the sunshine of a brand new day. 12 words for us to embrace as a country, perhaps, in desperate need of God's leadership, and which point us toward the need of courageous, godly voices to stand in the gap. 12 words to guide the decisions of our individual, corporate, governmental, church, religious, and educational institutions, and to turn our nation and lives back toward God, the solid foundation for our lives and nation for now and in years to come. I've got to be honest with you. I heard that phrase many years ago, and it resonated with me. It was a powerful reminder of that truth that I knew, but had forgotten. But I think at the time, I only gave it a passing affirmation. Maybe I gave it a little more than lip service, as I still let doubt and anxiety slip in to my life to paint a picture at times of a future different than that God had in mind for me. Looking back, and I can see where I did not fully embrace those words, that mission statement in every area of my life, in the difficult times or in the joyous times, as I should have. And as a result, I was less than I might have been. And worry that should have been replaced with peace and calm unnecessarily sapped my energy and abilities. As we move forward in this year, don't let that happen to you. 12 words. Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. It's different for me now. And we always need to guard against the possibility that we will try to trust in our own ability and strength alone, or in someone or something else or something in the world. And so in every day like today, when faced with an uphill climb or a raging river to cross, a difficult decision to make, a hole so deep you can't see to the bottom of it, there is the opportunity to reclaim those words for our lives for today and tomorrow. 12 words which rest on the hope that rose out of the now empty tomb. 12 words reminding us to put whatever it is in God's hands and simply follow his lead. 12 words. It may be time to embrace them again in our lives, in the life and the character of our nation, in our educational settings, in our workplaces, in our families and our churches, and in the world of sports. At every level and every place, which seems to draw so much attention from everyone and everywhere, where winning at any cost and in any way is too often the accepted way. 12 words to encourage us to do what we know is right, despite a world that tells us differently. To show the world that no matter how the world standards may judge us each day and in the end of our life, we have a known God who is reaching down, as the psalmist says in the 73rd Psalm, to take us by our right hand, to lift us up and walk with us today and in all our tomorrows. I love that image of him reaching down and picking us up by our right hand to move us on with him in his way and by his standards. 12 words which should serve to remind us that the object of our trust and confidence is not money or things, power, awards, recognition, championships, image, the size of our homes, our buildings, or the rankings of our institutions. But 12 words that instead remind us that the only object worthy of our trust and confidence each day as the sun lights up the world around us is the God who created us and everything around us. The God who sent his son, Jesus Christ, for you and for me, who calls us to help others and to write our names on the lives of all his children everywhere for eternity and for their eternity. As the life on this earth faded from her in that horrific place, Corrie Ten Boom's sister Betsy left her and left us with this charge. She said, "We must tell them," Betsy gasped, "what we have learned here. They will listen to us, Corrie, because we have been here." And with her last breath, she said, "We must tell them that there is no pit so deep that God is not deeper still." Guys, I know what some of you are facing today and what you have faced in the past. I don't know all that you face, but remember this, God does, and he stands ready to face it with you. And so, may I suggest that you maybe memorize those words, internalize those words, live them, and make them a part of your journey. For the trust, confidence, and hope that we need to live lives empowered by God every day. Listen one last time. Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. 12 words for each of us to embrace as we step out, empowered with God, boldly into each day and into the unknown of all our tomorrows, all the way into eternity. 12 words with God. 12 words, period. Let me pray for us. Father, I thank you for the reminders of your presence, which are all around us. The reminders in our better moments that we don't know what's going on in the future, but you do, and we can trust you with it. Thank you for that reminder from Corrie Ten Boom that we should never be afraid to trust our unknown future to a known God, to you, who has proven himself over and over to us. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you for walking with us. Thank you for stepping out into our futures waiting for us. Thank you for all you will do with us and through us in the days to come. And it's in your Son's precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.